Commander Nancy.
Hey there, cutie dumplings. You're listening to Bonersode 85 for March 12th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard, and today's discount bin of a Bonersode was produced by Seven, who also makes music for the show from time to time, such as the track playing right now. So thanks to him for helping out, and let's get started.
Hello.
Hello, Pat.
No, this is Sharon.
Oh, hey, Sharon. You sounded like Pat for a second there. It's Cody from down the street.
Hold on, let me give you 0-for-2-1.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Cody, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been, Pat?
Good. How's your weather? Warming up a little bit down there?
Oh, you know, she's out boozing it up, you know, as per usual.
Yep. Yeah. What's going on?
I was just wondering, the next time you pass my house, do you think you could just not flick your boogers into my yard? It's just not very sanitary in this day and age.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have you talk to my wife because I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on. This is Cody from...
I don't know. Cody?
Yeah. Hey, Sharon.
Okay. First of all, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
And what you're talking about.
It was just between me and Pat. I'm not sure why he passed it off to you, but I don't know. Just if you could maybe just reason with him and get him to quit flicking his boogers into my yard, I'd appreciate it.
What's he talking about?
We're not sure what you're talking about.
I'm talking about when Pat passes my house, he picks his nose then he flicks it into my yard. Like one of them stuck to my front door the other day, and it's just kind of gross.
What's the booger?
Cody.
Yes.
Cody the first.
I'm sorry, which Cody are you? Cody who?
Noname.
What?
Noname.
You really got me confused.
At first, I wasn't even sure if it was him or not. You know, I just kept finding him in my yard and on my driveway and plastered to my front door. But I took it down to my lab and I ran a few tests on it. And sure enough, the DNA came up as a match for Pat. So I know it's him. I'm not mad or anything, but I'm just kind of hoping he would...
Hold on. Wait.
We're not even down there.
Yeah.
Where's Pat at? Why did he put you on the phone?
He's right here.
Tell him to quit.
Because we're both...
Just tell Pat to quit hiding behind your skirt and be a man and just fess up.
Hey, Cody, would you tell me where you live? We're down there about 2 days out of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
all
know.
All right, so where? Give me your address, and then I'll follow it up with my own investigation, including the police, because I and don't.
Oh, it's not
anything.
A police matter. It's not a police matter. It's just boogers.
Yeah, it is. Because you're saying that I'm hiding behind my white skirt about something we never did.
Well, I know it was you, Pat. It came up positive on the DNA match. It's definitely.
What are you matching up?
Your DNA. I found your DNA on this booger.
What are these boogers?
The boogers that are stuck to my door and just all
what
over.
What are they?
You don't know what a booger is?
No, you have the wrong person.
How could you have matched to Pat when his DNA isn't on record anywhere?
Oh, I've got everyone in the neighborhood. I've got the DNA on file, you know, just in case.
You're going to have to talk to me when I get down there.
Oh, I mean, it's not, you're getting all worked up over nothing. It's no big deal. You know, I'm just.
Yeah, because it is a big deal because you accused me of something I didn't do.
Can you just fire your snot rockets into somebody else's yard? I mean, I don't really care where, just not mine, you know?
Ask me where he lives. I want the address.
Give us your address so we can make sure avoid your house.
There goes Pat again, just cowering in a corner while the woman handles it.
No, just ask. He's not cowering in the corner. I'm sorry, but I think this is probably one of the strangest calls we've had.
I'll tell you what's strange is Pat and his obsession with just flicking his boogers all willy-nilly all over my house. Like, can
we don't even go by anyone's house.
Like, just get him a handkerchief or something, you know, just use a tissue like a normal person.
Well, if you give us your address, we will be sure we avoid your house totally.
Where did you give us your address?
I'm at 1669.
16 what?
69.
69?
Yeah. Not too far from you.
I'm
Where'd Pat go? Where'd Pat go? Put Pat back on the phone.
He's right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, just tell Sharon to get back in the kitchen or something. Tell her to stay where she belongs, and we'll just settle this.
Okay, good. Well, what do you want to do to settle it?
I just want you to apologize for flicking your boogers at my house.
Okay. I've never flicked any boogers at anybody's house, but if it makes you feel good, I'll apologize.
Aw, thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. So we're all friends again, right?
I guess so.
Okay, good. Yeah, see, you got all worked up. I was just looking for an apology. By the way, you don't want these back, do you?
Oh, you can do them, whatever.
I've got them lined up. I've got them all lined up on my windowsill, you know, so the sun dries them out.
Good. You can give them to your dog or something.
Well, no, my dogs don't eat boogers. Don't be silly.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you have a good night. Bye.
I'm just gonna leave them on my mantle, though, as decoration, you know, just for memories.
Good. All right. Sounds good, Cody. Bye.
Okay. I love you, Pat.
I love you, buddy.
Aw, that warms the heart. All right. Bye, Pat. Have a nice evening.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, Jim, it's Craig with the HOA.
Oh, hi. What can I do for you?
I just need to give you a heads up. There's going to be a crew out there tomorrow morning in front of your house. They're just going to be setting up some things in your front yard.
In our front yard?
Yeah. See, we hired a new security service, you know, for the neighborhood. And the security guards, they're wanting to set up like a little training course. And so we gave them the go-ahead, and they're going to be setting up a little training course right there in your front yard tomorrow morning.
This doesn't make any sense to me. You're talking about...
Yeah. What doesn't make sense? I can try to explain it a little better.
Well, I mean, we only have the one security person, Teresa.
Oh, you know, we hired a whole security service, but they need some space to train. You know, there's gonna be like a balance beam kind of thing, and like a rock wall that they have to climb, and empty tires to jump in. You know, this like a whole kind of military training ground sort of thing.
That's not acceptable. I mean, I don't have any front yard to speak of.
Oh, you know, just like the green space. Yeah, they'll make do. You know, you'll see. It'll all make sense once you see it. You know, it's only gonna be there for a couple of weeks.
Can I still park? Because the only front yard I have is my parking.
No. See, that's kind of the issue, is you'll need to just kind of park down the street or, I don't know, around the corner. Just for the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And Craig, tell me one more time who you are. Craig who?
Ronkerson.
Craig Ronkerson. Are you a board member?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I thought I knew all the board members.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. I just kind of help out with maintenance, you know, with John. But yeah,
so you're not a board member.
Well, no, I'm on the board.
I'm looking Ronkerson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess I'm not technically on the board, but you know, I'm board adjacent.
Okay. Yeah. Technically on the board means you were elected to be a board of director member.
Okay.
I'm the past president of the board.
Oh, okay, big shot. You're making me feel bad now. Look, I'm trying to get on the board. You know, you're just kind of criticizing me and making it seem like I'm a nobody, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, it's not that you're a nobody. It's what you're doing that's confusing me. How do you spell your last name?
It doesn't matter. This isn't about me. It's about you and the training course that's being set up tomorrow.
Well, this training course... that's being set up tomorrow. There's no space here to set it up. And I,
Yeah, they're gonna
turn right around and call the board president and ask him what it's about. So I'm trying to find out from you.
Quit acting like you have direct access to the president. That's not how it works. You got to go through to the proper channels.
You know, I'm beginning to not believe anything that you're saying to me. Is this a crank call?
Yes, it is a crank call. You saw right through my ruse. Congratulations.
And why would you make a crank call like this to me?
What do you mean, why? Do you need any?
That's what I mean, why?
Do you need any deeper reason for a crank call? You win. You win the prize. You were able to successfully detect that it's a prank call.
Okay, well, then in that case, I guess I'll just hang up on you.
Yeah, that's usually how these things end.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, goodbye, Jim.
That was the strangest thing that ever happened. The weather was high, probably right back.
Hello.
Hello, Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad. It's Richard with the city.
Yep.
Hey, I'm just supposed to let you know there's going to be a crew coming out to your house tomorrow. They're going to be setting up some tables and phone lines and just other equipment just right in front of your house.
For what?
It's for the local PBS station. They're going to be filming a telethon right in front of your house. And so they just got to set up, you know, the tables for the telephone operators and all that stuff.
You're kidding me.
No, they're doing a telethon to raise money for a cat park that they want to build. And yeah, they chose your house because you're kind of near where the park's going to go.
The park's going to go near my house. I'm clear up. There ain't no place for the park to go.
Yeah, well, they worked out a deal with the golf course to give up some of their land. So it's going to be just kind of behind your house, really. Not too far anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch for it.
But yeah, I'm just supposed to kind of give you a heads up because they got to get up on your roof to put a satellite dish up there so that they can broadcast back to the station.
Up on my roof?
Yeah, it's just temporary. It's nothing permanent.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Oh, well, they're a professional crew. They know what they're doing. They're not going to cause any damage or anything.
Yeah, I know, but this is nobody's talked to me about it.
Oh, I'm talking to you right now. Yep, that's what we're doing.
You're asking for my permission for them to get up on top of my house and put a dish.
I wouldn't put it that way. I'm not really asking permission. I'm just kind of relaying information.
Like, so what gives them the right to go on my roof?
Well, we gave them permission to. Yeah, here in the planning department, we gave them all the documentation. And yeah, I'm just kind of relaying the information to you so you're aware.
So how does a city get by giving permission for people to get on my roof?
Oh, when it comes to, you know, just like public, you know, public use of land and stuff like that, then yeah, it all goes to the planning department.
You guys are out to lunch.
What do you mean?
That's what I said. That's a bunch of bullshit. Now, you got an easement where you can go.
Well, I think you're a bunch of bullshit.
That's too bad, isn't it?
Well, I guess we're at an impasse then.
Yeah, we're at an impact. Thank you.
Well,
Bye. Anyways,
hey, where are you going?
I'm going to hang up. Why?
Oh, I didn't give you permission to hang up. The conversation is not over.
Oh, I don't need your permission to hang up.
Well, yes, you do. It is. It is against. It's against the city rules to hang up on an employee like that.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, no, you. I dare you. I dare you to do it.
And what are you going to do to me?
No, nothing. I'm not making any threats. I'm just saying I dare you to hang up.
Yeah, you just made a threat. You dared me to hang up.
No, that was a dare. That wasn't a threat.
I'll see you tomorrow.
What do you have against cats, anyways?
Nothing. I don't have anything against it.
Well, just, then
you
why
guys
are you
waiting until the last minute to call and tell me what you're going to have a crew out here climbing all over my house and property?
Well,
why didn't you let me know in advance?
Well, they just made the decision like 15 minutes ago. I mean, I'm not a fortune teller. I can't look into a crystal ball and read the future and give you a call about it.
Well, they should have, huh?
Well, come on. You're coked out of your mind, Brad.
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
Oh, I'll talk to you however
I don't give a shit. You'll talk to me what? Come on over to the house and talk to me like that.
Oh, maybe I will. I'll talk to you any way I want.
Oh, you're a big guy.
That's right. I work for the city, and I have the run of things around here.
Oh, just have a run of all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm secure in my job.
Well, so am I. I don't have a job, and I don't have to worry about one.
Well, you're a layabout. You're a drain on society.
I'm a drain on society.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you call me and tell me you're going to come and climb on my house. And I'm supposed to just be excited about that, right?
I mean, the cats are probably going to be climbing up there anyways. So you might as well get used to having things just walking around up there.
I don't care if a cat comes in here. I got animals crawling all over the place all the time.
Oh, see, then what's the big deal? You're getting all bent out of shape over nothing.
I didn't get bent out of shape. All I said was, how do you guys get around doing it without... All of a sudden, you mean the people that's planning this, why don't they call and say, hey, we're planning on doing this. We want to let you know what's going on. But no, they call the last minute and say, hey, we're coming out.
Well, like I said,
don't you understand that concern?
Of course I
understand. When the government starts stepping on you on all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you sound like one of those QAnon people.
Yeah, you must be a goddamn Democrat, too.
No, of course not. Why would I be a Democrat?
Because they're all assholes.
You're calling me an asshole now.
No, I'm calling Democrats asshole.
Well, you're making this political for no reason.
Now, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do.
I want you to quit being all political about cats.
What do you want me to do?
You just need to quit injecting politics.
No, tell me what are you calling for? Exactly what are you calling for?
I'm calling to let you know that you need to quit injecting politics into everything about your life that upsets you. It's not all.
I don't inject politics into every bit of my life. Very seldom do I get involved in politics and care. I don't really care too much about anything.
Well, then
politics.
Then why?
All I'm asking you is, what do you want me to do?
I want you to give me a big hug and a kiss. Because I am falling madly in love with you.
Okay. We're best friends.
Aw, thanks. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
You're such a good friend.
Thank you.
It just warms the cockles.
So what do you want me to do?
Oh, nothing. I'm just prank calling you. There's no cat part going in. There's no telethon being filmed.
But what is it you're wanting?
I just wanted to prank call you, and I have successfully done so.
You haven't prank called me. You didn't get me upset or about anything.
Oh, I don't know. I think I got you pretty upset. You called me an asshole. And a Democrat, which is just...
Well, you're probably... Democrats like to do that kind of stuff.
Well, that's just low. Just calling me...
No, it's not.
Just calling me a Democrat. Well, you don't even know me. That's the lowest
of
the low.
You don't know me either.
I know, and I didn't call you an asshole.
Well, you called me.
Oh, yeah, I prank called you.
Well, then I got a right to do what I want to do, don't I?
Yep.
All right. So you have a good night.
So call over.
Thank you.
All right. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Yes. May I help you?
Hey, Frank. It's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry to call you so late. I just needed to give you a heads up. There's going to be a truck coming by to your house tomorrow morning, and they're just going to be unloading that new Amazon locker just right next to your driveway there.
Okay, what are they unloading?
We got one of those Amazon lockers, the delivery lockers for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they're going to be putting it in just kind of right at the edge of your lawn there, right next to your driveway.
Oh, okay. So that's a permanent thing that's going to be there?
Yeah. It's just, we've had kind of a rash of people getting their packages burgled, just taken right off their front step.
Okay. So is that part of the driveway? Is that part of the homeowners association's property, or is that my property?
It's kind of a gray area, to be honest, but yeah,
not
it's
gray to me.
It's well, I mean, it's only about 10, I think they said 10 feet wide. And then about 8 feet tall.
Yeah. Okay. That's unfortunate that it's just told and not.
Yeah. Well, they didn't
up for vote. That's not up for anything. It's just told and.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't want to
stuck on your.
They didn't want to put
driveway.
It up. They didn't want to put it up for a vote because we'd have all a bunch of opinions and complaints. And,
well,
you know,
no, I agree. But now what you're doing is you're just penalizing those who it's their property and have no say.
Oh, it's not. I mean, but you have plenty of space, though. That's the thing. You know, that's why it's so convenient.
Yeah, but would you want a bunch of cars coming and parking on your driveway to pick up their packages and parking on their grass and driving through their, you know, the yard there?
Oh, you're exaggerating. We didn't give anyone permission to park on your grass. And, you know, what's the big deal?
I didn't give permission to put a box on my yard either.
Well, I mean, we don't technically need your permission, though.
You don't need my permission to put something on my yard.
No, of course not. That's silly. And, you know, it's convenient for you because the locker's
legally,
right there.
Legally, do you need my permission to put something on my yard? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, we didn't really ask the legal team or a lawyer or anything.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, no, you guys do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
We have no say in this. So if the homeowners choose to fight that, you know, those who are being penalized by
and you'll be overruled. You'll be overruled. You'll be shouted down.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I have no issue with that. I'm just saying if you guys have an issue with homeowners who do it, then, you know, that's fine. Otherwise,
if anybody has any issue, I'll just tell them to shut up. You know, just get over it.
If I have an issue, that's what you'd tell me.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's...
What's your name again?
Winston.
Winston, what's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard.
What role do you play?
Oh, I just help out John, you know, over here in maintenance.
Are you a homeowner there?
Yeah, of course.
You're a homeowner there, and you're helping out John with maintenance. Are you on the board?
Well, why is it unbelievable that I'm a homeowner?
No, are you on the board?
Like, what are you saying? I mean,
I'm not on the board, Winston.
I'm not on the board. I just help out John, who is on the board.
Thank you. Winston, that's all I need to know. You can say that to me. You're telling me to shut up and deal with it.
No, I said I
would. I appreciate that. When I bring my complaint to the board.
Here we go with the complaints. See, that's why
I will let them know who told me.
That's why they didn't put it to the vote, because they knew that people like you would just get all complaining.
Yeah, because you have one on your property?
No, I wish I did, though. That's convenient, having it right out front, instead of having to drive all the way to your house.
I don't get Amazon packages.
Oh, okay, boomer.
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying you're just one of those boomer types.
What did you call me?
I called you a boomer.
Okay, Winston, now I've got another problem.
What's...
So you've just called me a derogatory name.
That's not derogatory.
What would you consider it?
It's, you know, a label. A label for people.
Okay, Winston, this conversation is over. I'll take my complaints to the board.
Oh, the board's going
to
tell
you
to...
You can do whatever you want with the... Like you said, you'll tell me to shut up and it'll be overruled. So you guys do whatever you want. You have called me a derogatory name.
Oh, you're getting all bent out of shape just because
that's fine, Winston.
I made fun of you for not shopping with Amazon.
Yeah, you make fun of me. Exactly. You just said you made fun of me.
Oh, quit being so thin-skinned.
Okay. That's fine, Winston. I appreciate you letting me know on our property.
Frank, listen.
I appreciate it, Winston, I will take any complaints I have up with the board.
I'm just kidding. There's not going to be an Amazon locker in your yard.
Then why would you go through all this?
It's just a prank call. I'm just playing around. Hello, Frank?
I don't understand.
It's a prank call. It's all made up. The whole thing.
So why are you doing this?
For fun. For funsies.
This is what you do for fun?
Well, no, it's also my job.
Do you actually live at or no?
No, I live in India. I'm with the prank call center here in India. And we...
You don't sound Indian.
Well, that's racist. Wow.
Yeah, that is. That's hugely racist to me. Or for you. I'm sorry I said that to you, but yes, you don't.
And now you're doubling down on being a racist. No,
Okay, well, I
couldn't find work in America, so I moved to India, and I got a job with the prank call center.
There won't be anything put on my property.
Yeah, no, it's a prank call. It's all made up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't get many calls, and so it actually was nice to talk to you, even though it was kind of a it was a little bit of a debate, not a talk. But
yeah, I know. I was a jerk. I'm sorry.
No. I was just
trying to get a reaction
when
out of you.
I shouldn't have been, and I appreciate calls. I just wasn't appreciating stuff on my lot. But
yeah.
Anyway,
I know I would be pissed too if somebody was putting this big ugly locker on my lawn.
Yeah, well, Winston, I don't know. This is the strangest prank call I've ever gotten. I'll just have to make sure I tell my sons about it because they'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Well, do they listen to prank calls?
No, but one's a lawyer and one lives down there, so they'd get a kick out of it.
Uh-oh,
so.
Your son's a lawyer. You're not going to sue me, are you?
Winston, I can't. I couldn't sue you. I only have your phone number, which we've talked long enough to probably be traced, so now I
couldn't. Uh-oh, you don't have a tracer, do you?
No, of course not.
All right, Frank.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call, and I guess I'm thankful there's no Amazon Locker.
Yeah. It was just
You take care. If you ever do prank calls for a living, I think you'll do well.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Take care.
Have a good night, Frank.
You too, Winston.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Tarina?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Tarina, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I just sorry to call you so late. There's just kind of a little bit of a situation that I need to let you know about.
Okay, what's going on?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to be setting up an arena in your front yard about 9 o'clock or so. And see, we've got a kind of a little neighborly dispute. And basically, we're just going to be setting up kind of like a boxing ring sort of thing because we're letting them just kind of settle it, you know, the old fashioned way. And we needed to pick neutral ground, so we just chose your yard.
No. What do you mean?
What do you mean, no?
Why would you put a boxing ring in my front yard?
Because we've got a dispute between Pat and Cody.
Who's Pat and Cody?
They're just neighbors. One of them's just a little ways down from you. Anyways, yeah, they're just having kind of a little dispute, and we're going to let them just kind of duke it out, you know, to settle it like men. But we've agreed to hold it in your yard. So, yeah, tomorrow there's going to be a few guys out there just setting up a ring, a boxing ring.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
What do you mean? No, it's happening. Yeah, it's you know, it's just for the day. It's not permanent or anything.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. If you show up here, then there's going to be an issue. So, what was your name?
My name's Ronk. What's the issue, though? I don't understand. I mean, there is...
Ron?
Yeah.
Do you live on the lake?
Yeah, of course. I'm on the board here.
No, there's no one on the board named Ron.
Yeah, I'm over here.
I'm a part of the board.
Okay, honey. That's nice that you think that you're important, but...
Okay, have a good night.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dylan?
No, this is not Dylan.
Oh, okay. Well, is Dylan around or Tarina?
No, I'm sorry. Why?
Okay, quit bullshitting. I was just talking to Tarina like 30 seconds ago.
Bullshitting?
Yeah, Dylan, you can quit bullshitting me. Can you put Tarina back on?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay, smart guy. Well, anyways, I just needed to just make sure
that
you
got... Hey, Ron.
What's that?
You want to know what kind of underwear I got on?
What?
Ron. Just picture it. I know you see me mowing the front yard, Ron.
What are you talking about? I don't
Ron,
even live on...
Ron!
I'm over here
the
on...
The mower! It's electric, man. The music is coming from me. Ron.
Are you on drugs? What's wrong with you?
Hey, don't deny it, Ron.
Oh, I'm not denying anything.
You come over here right now. We'll make this happen, big boy.
Are you saying you want to have sexual...
Drive. Right now on a Tuesday special, baby. Let's make this happen.
Do you want to have sex with me?
No, Ron.
Then what are you saying?
No. What are you saying, Ron?
I'm saying...
I'm ready to rumble! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ron. Oh, yeah, Ron.
Does your wife know you want to rumble with me?
Oh, good one. Good one.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I can't tell if you're on drugs or drunk or what, but
Are you on drugs, Ron?
No, I was just having a conversation with Tarina.
Is there a preference?
Is there a preference of alcohol you would want for your Rumble tomorrow, Ron?
No, I don't drink.
Okay. Well, what time is this altercation going to happen?
It's going to be at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you said 9, Ron.
They're going to be there at 9 to set up the ring, stupid.
Ron, is your last name Burgundy? Because I love Burgundy.
No, my last name is not Burgundy.
What's your last name, Ron?
Craigerson.
I don't think we've got a Craigerson here on the lake, Ron.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm going to let you go since you're blitzed out of your mind, but just look out for the boxing ring that's going to be set up in your front yard tomorrow morning.
I don't want it tomorrow, Ron. Tonight.
Well, you don't... What?
I don't what? This is my front yard, Ron.
Well, what you want doesn't really apply to the situation.
Ron, I'm not going to have it.
Okay, well, you don't have a say in this. It's just an HOA matter. It doesn't really concern you. So just keep cool.
I don't know, Ron. I might have to cry in the corner about this. You kind of upset my feelings.
Okay, smartass. I'm going to let you go. Bye, honey.
Hey.
Okay, that guy was starting to annoy me, so I'll have to admit defeat for now. Thanks again to Seven for paying for the counseling I'm going to need after being outmatched at my own game of weirdness. I'll never live that down. And thanks to all of you for supporting the show. By the way, everyone in the continental United States should have received their Cody Sockshed stickers by now. You axis of evil weirdos might have to wait a bit longer for your backwards postal services to deliver. But if you haven't received the stickers and think you should have already, send an email to anothercrankcallshow@gmail.com. And I'll double check for you. Patreon is clunky with the steps you have to take to get your mailing address entered and attached to your subscriptions. Anyway, thanks for listening. Here's a song.
What we had was real, surreal. It was one of a kind. Couldn't find it anywhere else, so why? Why'd you leave me behind? The phone is ringing.
This, all right, this is a big pile of bullshit.